We think that putting value on our own bodies is okay, but I think no value should be put on our bodies until we live in a world where there isn't like this force that's being put on us.
So in an ideal world,
there
which
would
of course
be sex positive porn.
Right.
Yes.
But because we don't live in that world, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in crazy world.
It's a valid point.
That's I get it.
It's a very complicated issue though.
But yeah. Anyway, I think what happened in this argument was like, I guess I just don't see, like, if we're making the argument about what's, you know, best for everyone living in the reality of the world where we know there is sexist porn and we know there's like non.
And this is what he does. He makes me talk in circles for an hour and then in the end of it says, so we agreed the whole time.
Honey, 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 come home. 'Cause we've got things to talk about. I've been sitting here on my own, and I think we can work it out. Honey, 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 come home. 'Cause I think we can work it out.
Jonathan and Natalie, welcome to Honey.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming. How long have we been together?
4 years.
4 years recently. And 2 months.
Yeah.
Cool.
Our anniversary is Cinco de Mayo.
Fun.
Super fun.
Because we always want to just go out to bars.
Yeah, that's us.
That sounds like sarcasm.
Yeah, no.
So how did you meet?
Improv.
In line at UCB.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In line?
In line. Mutual
wow.
friends. It wasn't strangers.
Yeah. I would often be seeing shows with my friend Elena, who had a friend Katrina, who
was
I think
my
you
friend.
Know.
The famous yeah. Katrina.
Momassage Katrina.
Momassage Katrina Sly.
Who was friends with Natalie. And yeah.
I had a big crush on him. He did not remember me.
What do you mean I didn't remember?
You didn't think of me.
I was not. She was not top of mind in my mind at the time.
Harsh.
No.
Harsh reality. But I love the harsh truth.
Not harsh. Yeah.
Not top of mind. Not top of mind. It's not. You're right. It's not harsh. It's just true.
In fairness, she would not speak. To me.
I liked you so much.
That's how I am too.
No, I think just with like new people and stuff, it can be hard to talk. And since I knew people, I would be in like, you know, when I know people, I will be big and
boisterous.
Gregarious and boisterous. Yeah. And when I don't, I will not. But so I was probably being very outgoing at the time, which I can imagine would make you think like maybe he doesn't.
No
okay, never mind.
I don't recall.
You were doing my favorite joke, which is like guys like confidence. For example, they should like me even though I'm too terrified to talk to them.
Yeah, you should know who I am.
I guess I should have, and I feel very bad about it. And
that's
I didn't
fine.
Know
it
who you
out.
Were And then
we got together.
So yeah, how
soon.
Did we move past this?
We ran into each other a couple times. I ran into you at the pudding party.
Yes, famous pudding party.
What's a pudding party?
We have a mutual friend that neither of us
old
have
friend,
seen in a long
yeah.
time. But I used to work with a woman who she was in like 201 or something
yeah.
with. And we both got invited. She started a pudding truck.
Took off. She's still doing it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like she had like a tasting party, and he came up to me and told me that vodka had exploded in his car.
I was going somewhere after that for which I had bought a bottle of vodka, and it was very hot that day, and as I was driving, it exploded in my car.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, because I had not been drinking, but my entire car smelled of vodka, which was stressful to me. So I like go into this house, and I immediately ask...
He's looking for paper towels.
And I didn't know who lived there at this house
so
in like
everybody.
Up in the hills in Silver Lake. And so I go up to her and I'm like, I know you. Hi. Well, what's going on? Bottle of vodka exploded in my car. And you and your friend were just like, all right.
Mm-hmm. That,
and you didn't fall in love with me.
That rings very true to Natalie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we finally got together and started dating probably only a few weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
After a show of mine.
Yeah. You can say it.
It's an embarrassing story for me.
Yeah.
We can cut it out if you want.
We've told it many times.
Yeah, we've told it many times. I think it's funny.
We can even cut out this embarrassment about it. No. We could do whatever we want.
I'm not embarrassed about the embarrassment about it, but I feel like it reflects me in a worse... I feel like a lot of the stuff in the first 2 months of our relationship reflects me in a worse light than the kind of person I am. Because in the first few months of our relationship, I like I don't get drunk that much, mm-hmm. but I got drunk like 3 or 4 times.
You never get drunk.
I never get drunk. But I got drunk a couple times in the first few months of our relationship, embarrassing myself in front of Natalie, to where I thought she must think I'm this like awful drunk and like this garbage person. So I had a 401 show.
Uh-huh.
Went great.
I think for a 401 I think for a 401 show it went okay, but the whatever. But I don't think I'm that great. But I think for a 401 show it went okay.
You were in every scene multiple times.
So very little has changed where I insert myself into scenes where I'm not needed. But
you really had to show off for this girl in the audience.
That he didn't know was there.
I saw
that Elena was in that show, which is why we were there.
Yeah. They weren't there for me. And so after the 401 show, yeah. No, Elena and I didn't have 401 together.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway.
Evan was in that show.
Evan was in that show. Patrick was in that show. A bunch of people we all mutually know. So we went to Birds afterwards, and I was like feeling good. You know, I like felt good about it. And I don't always feel good about myself after a show. And when I say I don't always, I rarely feel good about myself after a show, which I'm sure you both can relate to.
No. So,
no, no, you always feel fantastic. Always.
Sometimes I don't feel great, but I like, I don't know. I just discard. I move past it real quick.
I wish I was better about it. I hold on to things.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Things.
We have days and days after of like, oof.
Hey, remember that move I made like a week and a half ago?
This, I think ultimately.
Oh, I worry about my point of view too, because like, how are you ever supposed to?
You know what? I'm just channeling all that self-loathing to other parts of my life is the truth. But like, how are you supposed to get better if you're not really like.
Right.
Anyway, anxiety
of that.
Okay.
So I was feeling good. I'm like buying drinks for people at Birds. I'm feeling great. And by the time like I'm really talking to Natalie that night, I think I was pretty drunk. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, how about a drink? And then she's like, I'm not 21. And then I'm like, and then like the sober part of my brain way, way back there was like, oh. Bad idea. But then the rest of my brain was like, who cares?
Like buying, you know, drinks. Who bought me a drink that night? Super gross.
Ooh,
not okay, man. If you're listening out there.
Maybe you want to cut that out. I don't know.
We'll bleep it.
He knows
it.
Who he is.
Well, he knows who he is. That's true. This would not shock anyone. No, but like, I think we will bleep that.
Yeah.
Ryan. Just the name.
Ryan. Yeah. Just bleep the name.
It
yeah.
was.
Bleep that.
Bleep that
bleep
too.
Bleep all this.
Yeah. Bleep every name we say. No, just
and
bleep
so I'm like feeling good,
name.
And then Natalie and I are like talking at, next to Birds and having a good time, and then I say, hey, do you? God.
He'll get there.
I was like, do you want to make out in my car?
I said yes.
That's not embarrassing at all.
I feel like it's embarrassing because I'm not the kind of person who. Drinks a lot and then ask people to make out in my car. And when I say I'm not the kind of person, I mean that is the only time that has ever anything like that has remotely happened.
You love it because I like being transparent about your needs and desires.
Sure.
You weren't like, can't, it would be grosser to me or more embarrassing. This is not embarrassing at all to me.
Oh, okay.
If you were like, can I drive you home? And then like, oh, lunged on her.
No, no.
And can I want to make out in my car? Yes, I do. Let us go make out in my car. And I think it's great.
Respectful, sweet. I think.
Very respectful.
Very respectful.
We kissed. I went home.
Yeah.
So how old were you?
So I was 30 at this time. And so then after that, I had a...
Well, this is why I was okay with the whole relationship, is because he felt so weird about it. I was like, that's a sign of a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was.
Well, she thought I was like 27 and I thought she was like 24 or something. Like, none of it was weird until that issue came up. And then...
Yeah, and also, if anyone met you, they would never think there is a big age difference between you. Yeah,
and most people don't until like I bring it up for some reason.
He's always telling people, bragging about it.
Oh god, that was the worst. That was the worst. Like the first few weeks, because you know I wasn't sure. We didn't know each other that well. We had talked sometimes, and I was like, maybe the age difference is too much. Maybe it's like an issue. I think I was worried about how it would reflect on me as a human being, to be honest.
Meanwhile, I just asked him out on Facebook. I was like, let's do it.
Like a young millennial.
Yeah.
But then we went on like dates, I think. We like went on a few like dates.
I love it.
And
where did you go?
UCB.
Yeah. No, we would get Mexican food or something.
We did not have a non-UCB date for like a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was the first non-UCB date?
Oh, my God.
We went to Terry's.
Went to Terry's at Melrose and Cahuenga.
Best
good
Mexican
food.
Oh, good to know.
It's really good. Got like burritos and stuff and hung out. I think the farther away we got from the way we first got together, the more it was like, that was great happenstance, because at that time I did not know how much we would get along as people, how much we would have in common, the kind of relationship we would have was completely like not even in the front of my, you know, it wasn't even a thought at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I have done dumb things while drunk before, but that was like the luckiest, smartest drunk decision I've ever made, honestly.
But you know what? She would have asked you out anyway.
I probably would have been too shy to.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
If I had not broken the ice that way, yeah, maybe not.
It's a really good icebreaker.
Want to make out in my car.
Hey, I don't want to tell guys out there that it works, because no one should do that. But
you've been talking for a while. You had been talking and flirting for a while. That evening.
Yeah, that evening, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Julia Meltzer stamp of approval.
Okay, great.
Call me crazy.
That is good to hear.
Okay. So do you guys fight?
We've talked about this. No, but sometimes.
Well,
it's never...
We don't have movie fights.
Yeah, it's never like, we're never mad at each other, even when we're fighting, if that makes sense.
Let's unpack that.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Jonathan's like, I would say we're mad at each other.
No, it's the opposite. I get fighty because my family's like a fight family, and we like, oh, we fought. And his is like a nothing family. Like
my family is like
so even keeled.
Don't talk about this. Like, you know, maybe make a smarmy quip about it months later.
Oh boy.
Which is something I try desperately not to do.
Good.
That is
never done that.
And I don't think this has to be cut out because she won't listen to this in a million years. That is a Mrs. Harris thing. Of course, if she does hear this, she literally will not talk to me for 5 months.
And then make a quippy,
absolutely
snide remark about
So I'll
get upset and I'll get like, I want to hash this out. And he'll be like, what?
Yeah, I'll do that thing where I literally don't know what the problem is. And
you actually don't know, or you're...
Sometimes I legitimately don't know, and I know it's something I said or did, and I am too either dense or we're just differently brained where I can't figure it out. And so then I have to, like, figure it out. When stuff comes up, I want to talk about it. like right away. I want to like talk about it and like let's figure this out because these are not the people we are. Let's like talk and hash it out, and you are not, which is I think
I just like I like separating myself from it for a while, mm-hmm. like sitting by myself and coming back to it later. But we have never.
But I think usually what's interesting about that is usually the person who likes to fight wants to talk about it right away. And the person who doesn't like to fight is like, let me take a minute and like see if I calm down.
Exactly.
This like, is very unique.
I don't like to fight, but I'm like, let's sit down and really.
I think it's because I know I'm fighty. So if we're going to sit down, I'm just going to keep being angry. And I would do that with my family in a heartbeat, but I don't want to do that with him. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you love your family too. But also,
in a different way.
Like, right? We don't like.
I love my family.
Like, I feel like, yeah, if you're fighty, you'll want to like. You might, if I yelled back, you would yell at me, but I would be like, "Why are you yelling at me?" Like, I would get sad.
We've never yelled at each other.
No, I can't imagine. But we like sit and cry.
Oh,
we,
wow.
Yeah, we cry a lot. It's right? Mostly crying.
Yeah.
I love it. Both of you crying?
Yeah, it's like 5% fighting, 95% just crying about
it. If there's an issue that comes up.
Because I genuinely, and I think we both feel this, like feel bad that I have hurt your feelings.
Yeah, we internalize a lot. So if it's like, if I like snap at him or like he snaps at me, we're like, oh no, I did something wrong.
Oh,
and then we have to assure each other, like, it's okay.
So you're yeah.
Right. So it's more like we fight with ourselves and then we just live together.
Wait, so you're very similar in this, in that way.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we're both, like, emotional. We both get emotional about things. Neither of us like hurting another person's feelings.
Yeah.
We both get insecure about things. And so we want to, like, reassure each other and want reassurances from each other on things.
That's so great because you can do that for each other because you know exactly how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, yeah, we're similar in that regard where I'm like, oh, I know how she's feeling right now. I don't want her to feel that way. Anything I'm upset about is stupid, you know. It can't. Couldn't.
I feel like that's like a foundation of our relationship is that we like understand that in each other.
Yeah,
the fact that
like we are insecure in the same way.
I think so.
So we know how to like help each other there.
Yeah.
And so so if Natalie's mad at you, then you start to feel bad. You feel sad for yourself because you feel like you made her mad. And then you feel mad and sad. You have negative feelings towards yourself. And then you help him out of that and vice versa.
I feel like the majority of the time, if I get mad at him, by the end of it, I'm like, it's okay.
You know? I feel like that helps us. Like, I feel like you're not mad at me anymore about that because in your head, of course, you're still mad about the thing, whatever the thing is.
Sure.
But then you're like,
but it's never
all right,
important.
He didn't mean the thing.
Right. You have a tone, too. It's gotten him into a lot of trouble.
What's
throughout
the tone?
His life.
I don't know.
He sounds. He can't stop it. He just sounds so condescending sometimes where he's like, it sounds like in a subconsciously or whatever, he's saying like, I'm better and you're like dumb or something. He doesn't mean it at all. Like, it's not what he's actually saying, but it comes off like that to me and to other people.
I have, even pre this relationship and like friendships and stuff, I've gotten in trouble over my tone before because sometimes if I'm just like, oh, do this, it'll sound like you're an idiot.
I've been
trying to not.
I'll be doing something on the computer and he's like, click over there. I'm like, what are you?
And in my head, I'm like, click over there. That's what's going on up here. I'm like, let's do this together efficiently. But it comes out like, listen, you stupid idiot.
I got used to it. In the beginning of our relationship, I would be like, what is his deal?
I don't have a deal.
Like, exactly.
I have no deal.
Wow. So do you just keep being like, you have a tone?
Yeah.
No, I love
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it comes up.
And then
like,
are you able to not be like, defensive? It would be so hard for me to not be defensive, especially if someone told me I was doing something that I didn't think I was doing.
I don't think you get defensive. I think maybe like your gut reaction is that, but then you're like, it's happened so many times.
I can do it in looks, so no one listening to this will get it, but in my look I'm like, huh, at first, like what, and then
what
3 seconds later I'm like, it is me. I did something wrong.
It's and the then tone.
I, yeah, it's my tone. I don't know. I don't get what it is. Have you ever heard about this before?
A tone?
Yeah, a tone.
Your tone?
No, not or... my tone. No.
Everyone's talking about around, it, John.
Oh, no. I meant like couples having, oh. like a man and a couple having a tone.
I'm trying to think, and listeners, if you can remember one, let me know.
I mean, I have tones too, but they're on purpose.
Oh, and I know you're on purpose tones, and that's fine.
Yeah. Not only that, I'm trying to think if I've ever heard of something like this where it's like something a person is doing that they
are like truly unaware of. You know?
Yeah, like complete
but like you're
obliviousness.
Aware that it's happening, but you really have no control over whether you're doing it or not.
Well, I'm aware just I think because of my upbringing, where there's a lot of like either sharp, I don't want to say wit because that sounds like I'm patting myself on the back, but in my family there's a lot of like sharp contextualized barbs at each other and then like leaving. So I feel like I must have internalized that a little bit. But man, that would be so funny if you were like, oh my God, he brought up his tone. Everyone's talking about Jonathan's tone. That would be so funny. No,
like,
I don't think
thank
it's like
God, because I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a big thing. And I think we've been together so long that I don't think.
So what is it like, try to not have this tone, or is have we just accepted that the tone is going to be a part of life?
No, it's just a part of it. And it's fine. Like, we'll go to the grocery store and he'll say something and I'll just be like, what the hell? And then I'll just be like, it's your tone. And then we'll move on. We quip for about 10 seconds.
I guess if that counts as fighting, then we'll have many 10-second fights like all the time.
Yeah, we have 10 all the time. Constant 10-second fights.
Here's an example. It happened downstairs. At your buzzer in front.
It did happen.
When you hit A or Z to go like up or down in the alphabet to find you, uh-huh. and it starts at K, so she hit A and it went like K-I to K-E, and she hit it twice, and then I was just like...
Go the other way, and he starts.
No, that's not what it... I was like, Meltzer's below... I said Meltzer's south of... Oh, should I not say your last name? I was like...
That's her butt.
I don't know. I was like... I was like, Meltzer south of K, and then I just hit Z a bunch of times to get there.
Push me out of the way.
I did not push her. I just hit the button a bunch of times, and then she's like... I would have gotten it. And then we just moved on.
Yeah, because it happens constantly.
But I didn't mean it in like a mean
way.
No,
and I know that. That's why I don't get mad. I'm just like, you.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I would have gotten
so
it.
Okay, give me some other examples.
Well, this is the fight I first thought of when we were asked to do the podcast is the porn one.
This is gonna no, it's not as bad as it sounds.
It was, we were voting and there was that measure that's like if people in pornography should be have to wear condoms, and my stance, it wasn't a logical stance, it was a very emotional stance. I think that's why the fight happened, but I was like, we should just make porn as difficult as possible so that it goes away. Which would not happen.
And my stance was like, that's not going to happen. And I can't remember my arguments because I remember like researching this because I don't know a lot about the porn industry.
Yeah, it was like, it was the point of it is like the regulation is, it wouldn't help anything. It would not help like STDs.
Yes.
Like going down, it wouldn't help
and
anything.
There's already some sort of
performers
health.
Are like the cleanest,
right?
People
yeah, and they
get
don't
tested
want
all
it.
The time.
So
yeah.
I think I like read a bunch of that and was like, yeah, I'm gonna vote.
If
no,
I was being
that's
honest
stupid.
With myself, I would have voted no.
But
you were just like,
but the fact that I was like, no, I don't think pornographers should be forced to wear condoms.
But that's not what the fight was about. The fight was then about whether porn is inherently sexist or not, and he doesn't think so and I think so, and then I left. I walked out the door.
I'm trying to remember what my
this is a thrill, this is juicy. So how did it, so you were like bickering about the measure,
yeah,
and then what?
And then I'm real weird, I'm crazy.
What is
sometimes I go into fantasy land where I'm like, if this happens then we could live in a world where porn is not sexist and maybe it doesn't even exist because everyone gets their sexual needs met. And then he's like, you're not in the world anymore.
I think I don't remember my specific argument. I think it was like, of course there is. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever thought about it. I was like, I'm sure there is. There, I mean, there's definitely sexist porn, but I think there must be other porn that is not. Like, there must be porn that is mutually good.
There's feminist porn.
There's gotta be feminist porn.
Dan Savage talks about it a lot. There's, you know,
yeah,
like,
I for think, all but orientations, can, I mean, I feel like can, gay
it's
porn
ethical
is
porn.
Not,
you need to Google, like, ethical porn.
I'll get it.
That's
yes,
what it
yes,
is.
Yeah, I don't think
yeah,
it, I don't
there's
think,
grass-fed, there's fucking free-range porn.
I think range porn. I am in the, like, feminist minority, but I don't think porn can ever be not sexist until it stops being sexist. Like, there can't be both. There can never be like sexist porn and non-sexist porn until all porn is not sexist.
But why
you don't think like a like female sex positive porn filmmaker could make non-sexist porn?
I don't trust female sex positive, the idea of it. I don't think it can. Because I think we have been
put
so.
Put my microphone down.
Yeah, he's leaving. Because I think that the female population has been brainwashed in a very specific way to like we think that putting value on our own bodies is okay, but I think no value should be put on our bodies until we live in a world where there isn't like this force that's being put on us.
So in an ideal world,
there
which
would
of
be
course
sex positive porn.
Right.
Yes.
But because we don't live in that world, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in crazy world.
It's a valid point. That's
I get it.
It's a very complicated issue, though.
But yeah. Anyway, I think what happened in this argument was like, I guess I just don't see, like, if we're making the argument about what's, you know, best for everyone living in the reality of the world where we know there is sexist porn and we know there's like non.
And this is what he does. He makes me talk in circles for an hour and then in the end of it says, so we agreed the whole time. Every time.
I try to find
such a fun way to end a fight.
No,
I'm gonna
try
that.
To find
just you get to like a lull of the conversation and you're both just sitting there stewing.
I don't
then
think...
I'll be like, so we agreed the whole time.
I don't think I'm a great debater, but I think we just talk until the point where I'm like, so what you want is a world where X, Y, and Z exists. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's what I want too. We agree. And then she's like, go fuck yourself.
I love it. I think that's great. But you know why I like that is I think a lot of fights happen because people are disagreeing about something that is not what the fight is yeah. about. I mean, like, it's so like so many fights are basically like one person being like, I need to feel like you respect me.
Yeah.
And the other person for sure would be like, I also need you to feel like I respect you. They agree about that, but they disagree about like what movie to watch or
right.
something. And because they're fighting about the movie and not talking about the need for respect or whatever that actual need is, that's where the fight comes from.
We don't have emotional fights. Like, we might spat and it could be like, you're making me feel bad. But when we have a fight, it's like logical, usually about politics. Right? Like,
when we have like disagreements and I think most of the arguments we've ever had are political in nature, where I didn't know we disagreed about a thing.
Because I think you're wrong, and you just haven't seen the light yet.
Well, like, which, what are your
that's
political
what an opinion
differences?
Is.
Well, we have, I think it's also that we have
well,
very
MAGA.
Similar.
I'm MAGA all the way. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what my, I don't know. We agree on
we
most
agree,
things.
That's what frustrates me is, like, it's really important to me in a relationship to be politically on the same page. So we agree on so many things, and I feel like I've learned a lot from you, and you've learned a lot from me, and so I just feel like I can keep teaching you things. And if you don't like believe what I'm saying or you don't get it, I'm like, I can just argue my way to you understanding and coming to my side.
Yeah, and I think my point of view is we're two people that
can
all consistently have things to learn from each other.
But you also think that we can have different opinions. I think that I'm objectively right.
Well, everyone
yeah, why
thinks
is it
they're objectively
a, why
right.
Why is it important to you to have the same political views as someone you're in a relationship with?
Because I think it reflects the most on someone's personality of like what they think about political stuff. Like, to me, how we like think about taxes is how we think about like humanity and like each other. Like, I think it speaks so like, I don't know. It's just, it seems like a good person. You can tell by their political views.
I'm trying to think of an example that wasn't Measure 61 or whatever it was on the porn thing on the ballot. I'm trying to think of another example
of like a fight we've had over
stuff. Like, or I think it's oftentimes like something about representation in the media or something like that.
A lot of it is feminist stuff because that's what hits me personally, where it's like, I think you don't get it. We also, I'm crazy about rich people, and sometimes you disagree with me about that,
right? You think like she thinks there should be like a cap on income, which is fine, but at a crazy, like at $100,000, that should be like
crazy low, so low.
Well, yeah, like that's.
What could you do with
you could, living in LA.
I also think it should be determined by where you live, because LA, $100,000 isn't a crazy number. But like, if you're living in Alabama, where your house costs like $15,000, $100,000,
right. You basically, you think that people should not be allowed to accumulate crazy amounts of wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I will say, oh, that's an interesting point. And I'm, you know, also I want to say I'm a democratic socialist, but that'll make people think I'm just like a Bernie coulda won guy, which I'm not. But like, I'm very like liberal on almost everything.
But I'm like a socialist. I'm not a democratic socialist. I'm like a straight up.
Yeah.
Like, not to the point where like not the bad stuff of it, like where like dictators happen.
But like, I think a lot of the times when we get into arguments about a thing, it'll be a thing where I do think we agree, and Natalie's like, "No, we don't." And so when she brings up like something to do with feminism, I'll be like, "Oh, I agree with that thing," and then she'll be like, "No, we don't," and here's why. And it's not like here's why you're like a misogynist. It's like here's why.
Why you don't get it yet.
Like, why I think there's a...
You have legitimately, like, grown in that regard.
Well, our relationship, I think, has gone through the time when, you know, being online and, like, I think 2013, which was the year we started going out, was when like hashtag yes all women happened, and so I think
the Santa Barbara shooting and
La Vista shooting. I think there actually has been a kind of a shift in how a lot of people, especially like liberal men or liberal men who consider themselves feminists, have had to think about feminism in a way that like didn't exist before. And I think there was a bit of a cluelessness just because it wasn't being talked about, that now there is. So I would definitely say that I've like evolved. Not that I would say I was like a chauvinist pre-2013, but I think I've learned a lot, because I didn't know, like before all the YouTube videos, I didn't know how prevalent like catcalling was as a thing. I just didn't know.
Yeah, sometimes he'll say to me, he'll be like, is that real? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I didn't know that it was that pervasive of a thing. And now I do. So I feel like our relationship started when that discussion on the internet, at least where I was present enough for it, like happened. And it's still like continuing. But I wish I could think of an example right now of something that was like where I thought we like agreed on a thing and we didn't.
Does Natalie have one?
I don't. But that has happened so many times where at the end of it, you'd be like, so we agree. I'm like, we just had an hour discussion and you think we agreed the whole time?
But you know what? A lot of times what'll happen is something like that'll happen. And then at the end, we'll be like, we talk. We talk out things.
We're a great couple.
We're a great couple. We talk about things. And then we'll like hug.
And we'll hug and cuddle for 3 days.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm trying to.
What a weird thing.
I'm in my sick brain. I'm like trying to think about things that you might have disagreed on.
You could do. We can do like a lightning round.
Yeah. Let's see. What's your take on like you know, like what's problematic about the Women's March?
Do
you agree on that?
Well, oh because we went to the one in DC.
Uh-huh.
Like, we flew there. And I got frustrated when I came back about people talking about the lack of representation of like other like of minorities, because they weren't taking into account the speakers and how like the people who orchestrated the march, I think, did a really good job with representation, and they got like bashed for it. Mm-hmm. Instead of like the people getting bashed for it, which were like, it's like white women have done a huge disservice to like minority women. And I think that was the issue, but everyone was blaming the like people who like started the march.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what do I even like bicker with anyone about? I don't, because I don't talk to people I disagree with. I know that's bad, but I would just be like, you idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm not the person you want. I'm not good at.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be a politician growing up, and then I realized, I was like, I can't. I will be awful. No one will vote for me because I'm just like, you're idiots and racist and sexist and like, fuck all of you. Yeah,
you wouldn't get past Iowa.
I would vote for you. I would vote for you because that's my frustration with like a lot of politicians and the media is I'm like, they're how so are you not weak. Yelling yeah. right yeah, now?
You're like Bullworth. You'd be like, you fucking morons. I'm going to make everyone's life better except the rich people, but fuck them.
Yeah. They got so much money.
Okay. So what fundamental, like, is what have you agreed to disagree? Have you agreed to disagree about anything besides tone? The tone.
Oh, like in our relationship.
Yeah.
I like Bo Burnham. He does not.
I don't. You know what?
Do
I liked his most.
That?
I remember at first when we first started dating, you like really were like, have you listened to Bo Burnham stuff? And then I watched.
I think
his...
he is a voice of my generation.
And I like.
And it was really important to me.
To an hour. And I was like. I think he seems very pleased with himself.
Yeah, he was like, he's too cocky. And I was like, he understands.
But then I watched his most recent hour and I liked it. So I think he's a very talented guy.
But at that moment, I was like, that's okay. I guess we can have slightly different tastes. And slightly different is okay.
So you and your partner can have slightly different tastes in comedy, zero different tastes in politics.
Yeah.
Well, but I think
and
we
vastly
also...
vastly different tastes. Like, I hate alcohol. You love alcohol.
See, again, I don't. Oh, no.
It's true. Not in a, like, excessive way, but, like, he really loves, like, different whiskeys and, like...
Yeah, I'm that asshole.
Yeah. You also like going to bars and talking to people, and I like staying at home alone. So we
see,
can
but again, I like both. I like going to bars and talking to people, and I like staying home That's alone. Right. I feel like... You know what? I feel like we like approach our downtime in different ways because I have a hard time like not feeling productive and stuff. So I might sit down, watch one episode of TV and then be like, all right, let's get up and do something else. And Natalie can sit on the couch and watch 12 episodes of The Office, which she just finished seasons 1 through 9 like 2 months
when
ago.
I
and now she's starting up
it,
again.
When I get to the end of The Office, I start missing the first episode.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I just watch it on a loop. Sometimes you can even watch like seasons 3 through 6 mm-hmm. just and then go back to the beginning of season 3.
So then I'll like go into my room and start like reading a book, and I'll hear like, and I'm like, oh my god, another episode.
But just because you want to be productive doesn't mean you do productive things.
No,
you do like busy work to feel like you're being productive enough.
Yes, I trick my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. I really like how you, Jonathan's so concerned with how he's coming off.
Yeah.
But you're like,
it's his whole life. I'm like,
I'm a non-sex positive feminist who only likes to sit on my couch.
No, I am who I am.
This is definitely like a microcosm of our relationship because I'm always very worried about how I'll come off.
And
even
I don't
give
a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I just want everyone out there to know that I'm a sex positive feminist. I think use your body however you want to or not. Like, I'm cool. That's my entire life. It's like, which is not a good way to like make friends and stuff.
You don't
it's
assert yourself.
It's like you're Jennifer Lawrence and I'm Anne Hathaway. We're like the same person, but everyone hates Anne Hathaway because
people
she tries too
Jennifer
hard.
Jennifer Lawrence now too, though. So.
Yeah, people hate her too now. What?
That's, it's just because they don't believe that she's for real. Is that why?
Or like, I don't know.
I think the authenticity. I think that is, I think authenticity is something I'm being better at, because I used to hide my own opinions or feelings because I'm like, oh, this person might disagree with me and then they won't like me if I'm expressing myself.
And by this, he means of where he wants to eat.
Terry's.
Like, yeah. He's like, oh, that bothers me that whenever I say, what do you want to eat? You're like, I don't care. And I'm like, obviously you have an opinion, because 6 months later he'd be like, well, we never get Thai food because you always choose.
That's just a tone, though. You don't really mean that.
No, he means that.
Oh.
I think this is not true at all. I think this is all bald-faced lies.
Fake news.
Reality.
Fake news.
This is all hashtag fake news.
You have alternative facts.
But two nights ago, I said, I want to order Chinese food tonight. To her.
This is a big step.
It's big
that
for
he's
me.
Taken.
I love it.
It's taken 4 years. But
again,
we've gotten there.
My poor mother, I'm just going to blame her for this, but my entire childhood was, what do you want to do for your birthday? Oh, it doesn't really matter. No, come on, Jonathan. What do you want to do for your birthday? Oh, okay. I'd like to go to this place. You don't want to go to that place. Why don't we go to this place that I really want to go to?
Oh.
And so I think it does come from, you know what? It's going to be better if I just defer. And I think I learned that from like my dad as well. We're getting really psychological here.
I love
like
it.
My upbringing.
No, we do that sometimes where we'll sit down and we'll be like, why are we like this? And he'll be like, well, cause, our parents are like this and then we didn't get the support we needed or the love. And so that's how we are.
But I love it. You basically feel that she can't possibly be genuinely asking you. She must have some secret preference that she's not sharing with you, but she doesn't. She wants to know where you want to eat.
Oh no, she definitely genuinely does. And in my brain, I know that as well. But my instincts is just like, your opinion might be the wrong opinion, so don't say it. And it has nothing to do with her whatsoever.
You should get a spinny wheel.
What's that?
It's my only good advice to couples. Get a spinny wheel and spin it to decide what to eat.
Oh, I thought you meant...
And there's like a little pizza on one.
Yeah, and Thai food on the other.
I thought you meant get the spinny wheel like on a computer, and you were referring to my brain. Like where it just like shuts down and I need to start over. I honestly thought that's what you meant. No, a spinny wheel might be good.
If anyone has taken my spinny wheel idea, let me know. I really want to hear about how it's going.
Do your listeners like give you the positive feedback when you ask them for it?
No. they tell me things I don't ask about.
Like what?
They'll say that they liked an episode because it reminds them of their relationship.
That's
pretty much.
That's great. That's
we listen to Deb and Alex's, Deborah and Alex's, and we're like they got it too well. Like the way they were talking, they're like, yeah, we know exactly what we want and what we do, and then it's fine and nothing, it's perfect.
Well, they've been together for a lot longer than you guys.
It's true. No, it's true.
Plus, I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
I'm pretty crazy.
No, I think they're just like a person. You have specific like things that kind of stick in your craw about things the way things should be, and so do I, and so does everyone.
And you seem to like know what they are. So we're
very like open.
So you're self-aware. So how crazy can you be, really?
I don't know. I feel like it's crazier if you know what you're doing and then
and continue to do it.
Do
you think it's this whatever thing, these things that get stuck in your craw, is it disrupting your life or having a negative impact on your life?
Probably.
I don't know. I honestly think that.
Why do you think they do? I don't think they.
Yeah,
does it sounds like you just express an opinion. And everybody you know gets on board with it. That sounds great.
I think, like, you're aware of the thing. Like, she's very competitive. So when we play a game, we, like, you know, we have board games, card games, whatever. She's very competitive, and I'm not. So, like, when...
I get so mad
when
I lose.
When I lose a card game, she'll be like, ha, 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 I won, I'm better, like, legitimately. And I'll be like, that's great. Cool, congratulations, I'm feeling great. And if I win, she will be upset, like very genuinely upset, not at me, just upset about losing for several minutes before we can move on. And it's just like the way we are in general, and I'll be like, it's all right, I won this game. But
you want to talk about the family fight that you experienced?
Oh, with you and your mom and your bro. Oh god, this was so funny.
This is what my family is. This is so indicative of what I come from.
Natalie and I went to Yosemite with her mom and her brother, one of her brothers, and you know, we did camping stuff, hiking, we sat around the fire drinking beer, it was fun. And then we played Settlers of Catan once. And, you know, it's a four-person game, and Natalie brought it. You know, we have fun playing that game. And I, you know, I'm just sitting. This is not my family, so I'm just, you know, engaged with the game and trying to be affable and everything. And her mom has to ask questions about how it's played. But since she played it once before, her brother got, like, so upset and just being like, God, you can't do that. You can't take the wheat there. No, you have to roll this die.
And she would, like, she'd take a while to think. She's also, like, older and, you know,
can't
like,
see anything or hear anything.
She can't hear anything. So she's just, like, trying to just play and just do it right. And then he's like, oh my God, just go. Just take your turn. Just, like,
and
so
her brother
mad.
Became convinced that Natalie and her mom were trying to prevent him from winning because he was doing well. And I was doing, like, second best. So her brother started, like, giving me his, like, resources and stuff and helping me so that
just
I
so
would
that
win.
We would lose.
And so it just became, like, the game of spite. It was just an hour and a half of, like, spite. And then I ended up winning the game.
That's
everyone
funny. We
gets
should
up.
Make, like, a parody board game called Spite.
The Spite of Catan. So I win. Everyone immediately gets up and, like, walks in different directions. And
we
I'm, like, sitting
left.
There, like, oh, this was fun for me. Sat here. Everyone's mad that they lost and they fought the whole time.
Yeah, we don't have fun.
I had a good time.
Guys, what have we learned?
Oh.
About each other or relationships in general?
Anything. We're just going to leave the people with some insight before.
I mean, if you ever need an objective opinion, come to me. If you ever want to get what you want, go to Jonathan.
If you ever want, like, a pushover who's going to give you exactly what you want. No, I don't know. I feel like we have a lot in common, which I think has brought a lot of awareness. I think we have a very, like, aware relationship where mm-hmm. it's like if something comes up, we're like, oh, we both know what this is mm-hmm. right now. And it allows us to minimize those times. And get to the better times quicker. Is that, I don't know if that's particularly, like, short or enlightened thing, but that's
no, I like that
me.
Awareness. No one's ever put it quite like that.
It's good to have.
Gemma's like, are you done now?
She's the sweetest.
Okay, we're gonna leave it there.
Great, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for listening to Honey. I'm Julia Meltzer. You can find the show on Instagram and Twitter at Honey with Julia, on Facebook at Honey with Julia Meltzer. The show is produced by Ryan Middledorf and Ryan Countshouse. Our intern is Portia Critchman. Our theme song is by Aaron and Melissa, and our artwork is by Allie Monroe. Okay, bye.
What's a Creative Podcast Network?